what I speak, may what you hear be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, and sustains every single one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. A verse from that Gospel, John chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said this. He said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." Well, today's Ash Wednesday, the first of these 40 days of fasting and abstinence. So today, all over the world, Christian people will be giving up things. Back home in Ireland, where I'm from, perhaps it's the same here in Norway, I don't know, people tend to give up some of the old reliables. Things like cigarettes, or alcohol, or chocolate, or whatever. Others, in recent years, have been taking a more 21st century approach. They give up things like white bread, or potatoes, or pasta. So full of dangerous carbs, don't you know? And as the weather might be getting a bit better, other people take up things for Lent. Things like a walk every evening, or finally using that gym membership they bought back in January. The goal of all this, of course, the goal and purpose of Lent, so it would appear, is to arrive at Easter feeling healthier and happier and fitter and thinner and ready to take to the beach in summer. What a load of twaddle. What a load of dangerous, dangerous nonsense. Lent is not some kind of churchy version of a celebrity diet. Lent is not a 6-week program to a lighter, younger looking you. If anything, Lent is quite the opposite. Lent is about death. And not just any old death either, but your death. My death, our death, our mortality, our fragility. Lent reminds us that no amount of jogging will outrun Father Time. And Lent is also about sin. Sin. And again, not any old sin, but your sin, my sin, our sin. Our unparalleled ability as humans to mess things up. To mess ourselves up. To mess other people up. To mess the world up. But most of all, Lent is about grace. God's grace. Amazing grace. The kind of grace we need. Kind of grace and love that is our only hope. And all of that, the mortality, the sin, the hope, all of it is symbolized in that little cross of ash which so many Christians around the world put on their foreheads today. All of it, the death, the mess, the love, all of it is summed up in those words which are surely some of the most penetrating and powerful we ever get to hear in this church. Remember you are dust, I will say. Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin. Be faithful to Christ. But what does it look like, this combination of death and sin and hope? What does it look like? How will we recognize it when we see it or when we experience it? Well, have a look at this evening's Gospel reading. It's all there in that gospel reading, laid out for us to see. First of all, there is, of course, sin in this story
that we just heard.
Plenty of it. And I don't just mean the sin of the woman caught in adultery, though there is that, of course. There's also the sin of the system, a system which shames and scapegoats and destroys this woman, while the man, it takes two to tango after all, the man is nowhere to be seen. And there's also, let us not forget, there's the sin of the smugly self-righteous in this story. The sin of those who would much rather smash another person's skull with stones. They'd rather do that than have their own hearts broken open by compassion. Yeah, there's sin in that story. Plenty of it. And there's also death. There's death too, or at least there would have been. There would have been, except for grace, except for love, except for mercy. And notice, please, how divine mercy, personified in Jesus, notice how it goes about its healing work. Mercy doesn't deny the sin. No, go and sin no more, says Jesus. Mercy doesn't pretend everything's all right. It ain't. No, Jesus doesn't close his eyes to the frailties and ambiguities and the tangled mess of the human heart. He doesn't close his eyes to it. He comes alongside it. He bends down to be beside it. Quite literally, Jesus bends down to the dust, bends down to us, comes alongside us, comes alongside this particular woman in this particular place, and offers her the greatest gift of all: forgiveness, hope, a fresh start, a second chance. And that's what we need, isn't it? God knows we've tried, most of us, we've tried all the other options out there. We've tried, many of us, we've tried denial, for example, denial of our own mortality. Denial of our own failings and shortcomings, denial of our sin and of our complicity, our entanglement in those man-made systems of sin. We've even tried the beating up approach, whether that's beating up on others or all too often beating up on ourselves. Let's face it, those are all dead ends. Our only hope, the only hope, is to use this Lent to face reality and turn away from fantasy. Our only hope is to own up to the mess. Our only hope is to accept the gift of grace. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen.